The Raptors, I have a new coach. Nick Nurse is going to be formally introduced as the new head coach of the Toronto Raptors. To talk about that and his opinion on it, Leo Routens, Raptors TV analyst for Sportsnet. Hey, Leo, thanks for doing this.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're great. Leo, when you heard the news yesterday that Nick Nurse was going to be the next head coach of the Toronto Raptors, what was your initial reaction?
Not surprised. Nick has been, rumored to be in the mix from day one. I think he's a very capable coach. I think, a lot of people right now, it's kind of just a bad time for a lot of Raptor fans because you're coming off a 59-win season, a disappointing playoff, and all of a sudden a coach that's, well-respected and has done a great job for you is not here anymore. And because you take somebody from within the program, there's just this crazy response right now. People just can't understand it. And the reality is, if Nick Nurse came from another place, their response might be entirely different because he's more than qualified for this position. And I think there's some advantages to having a guy that, has been involved.
What are those advantages? Because you're right, one of the narratives is that why would you fire Casey if you're going to just bring someone internally? Because the culture is the same. But at the end of the day, he's a different person and he may have different philosophies that he would want to employ as the head coach that he wasn't able to due to Dwayne Casey. You can't step on the head coach's toes. But by all... Go ahead.
No, that's exactly it. I mean, the culture is not the same because he's not the same person. And, people talk about, he was in charge of the offense last year. Okay, well, it's not football. It's not, you do the offense and I'll stay out of it, and you do the defense and I'll stay out of it. It doesn't work that way. I mean, basketball, the head coach still calls all the shots. He controls how much of what you do, to what extent you can evolve and take what you're doing. He controls substitutions, who's going to play, who's not going to play, and that's going to dramatically affect your offense or your defense. So, when people say it's the same thing, it's not at all. And I think, with Nick Nurse, you have somebody that he's a very creative offensive coach. He really is. He can do a lot of different things. He's had success at different levels of this game. And I think he connects really well with the players. I also think he's a really good in-game coach. Someone that can make decisions on the fly. He's reactive. He feels the game extremely well. And he's got good communication skills, which is really, really important because I think that, you got to be able to challenge guys. You got to be able to, and you can't challenge players unless they respect you. And to respect you, they have to know that you know what you're talking about. They have to know that it's sincere and you understand, and you have to have credibility there. And I think he does that, and I think he can connect with players to get the most out of them. So, I think he's, it's not a stretch to have him, and it's not something that should be perceived as a negative. You can go out and get an Ettore Messina from San Antonio, and everybody will say, hey, fantastic. Well, okay, you got an international coach that's been an assistant in the NBA. What's the big difference? The fact that he came from San Antonio, is that what's going to take it over the top? So I think people will have to try to look at this objectively in kind of a difficult situation based on the circumstances.
Leo, I'm in the camp where, okay, so you're going to hire Nick Nurse. To me, that's not enough culture change based on Dwayne Casey if you're keeping the same roster. To me, the jury's out until we tip the ball off in October. Is the roster going to be different? Because if Masai Ujiri brings in somebody who's an impact player and changes up the roster, then I'm sold on this Nick Nurse hiring. If it's essentially the same roster with Nick Nurse as the head coach, I think that's a bad look for Masai and the Raptors, because essentially you fired a guy who's up for coach of the year, a guy who's respected by his peers. And I'm not even going to that Dwayne Casey's a great guy, because he is. I'm just saying how it looks. It does not look good if Masai doesn't go out there and now make a splash with the roster, because essentially you have the same team that has been swept in back-to-back years by LeBron James, fresh off a 59-win season and number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Now that the focus shifts to him, does it not? Because he has to make a change with this roster.
Well, you got to be careful when you say change and to what extent. Should there be some tweaks and changes? Yes, I think there has to be. When people are all of a sudden saying, hey, get rid of your all-star backcourt, be careful. Be careful what you ask for. And things also are not necessarily that easy to do. You know, for example, a Kyle Lowry is very difficult to move if that's your choice. It's a very difficult player to move based on salary and age and so forth, and demand, you know, frankly. And then if you look at DeMar DeRozan, who may be your most valuable asset to move, can you get equal value in return? And when I say that, you can look at the playoffs, but remember one thing, you have to get to the playoffs. And for 82 games, I don't know if you're going to find a better guy out there that's more durable, that doesn't miss games, that is there night in and night out. So you got to be careful what you're willing to give up to get what you want. And so then you start looking at other players on the roster and you go, okay, well, now you want to tweak and see if you can, you know, just find some pieces to pick up, because getting that big fish is not an easy thing. And sometimes it's just not doable based on today's money situation and contract and so forth. So I think there's a lot of tweaking to do. I think Masai is always looking to tweak this team. Even when he doesn't do things, it's not for a lack of trying. It's just sometimes it doesn't fit. And I think also have to remember, too, that the Raptors, okay, obviously postseason success is what everybody wants, but this is still a team that finished first in the Eastern Conference, and a team that's going to likely remain in that top four or five teams in the Eastern Conference, even if you don't make any changes. So that's a good place to be and a good starting point to see, you know, what he can do and what he can tweak. And also remember, a lot of this issue is regarding postseason success. And yeah, players, you know, players have a big impact in that, but so does the coach. And that remains to be seen, the impact Nick Nurse can have on the personality of these guys and how they react in a lot of these situations.
Yeah, you make a really good point, because fans get really greedy and anxious when it comes to titles. It's almost as though they forget how difficult it can be to win in the NBA. Would you rather be back 8 years ago when things weren't even fun at all, or would you rather be in the postseason? Yes, I understand that expectations increase year by year and there should be some movement and marked improvement, but we saw that in the regular season. So there is postseason disappointment, but given the option between being a perennial playoff team and someone who barely even is a blip on the NBA radar, the Raptors are in a pretty good position. But Leo, something that's easier to change, and for better or for worse, Nick Nurse has been coaching for, what, 3 decades? What does that mean for his support staff? Like, what's happening with Rex? What's happening with Jamma? Like, is there a full turnover, or do we not know yet?
I'm sure there's going to be some turnover. To what extent, it's not clear yet. But anytime you have a new head coach, he's got to be comfortable with the people he's working with. Mm-hmm. And also some of the coaches, we're here with Casey, may elect to move on and go to other places. So I fully expect there's going to be some turnover. So that's kind of a normal scenario when this kind of thing happens. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, I think people will be pleasantly surprised with Nick Nurse. I think that he's one of those guys that really does deserve a chance. I mean, you can recycle a lot of guys in this league, and there really is a lot of recycling. But the way the game is going and how the game is changing and evolving, having fresh blood is not a bad thing.
Leo Rutten, Sportsnet TV Raptors analyst, joining us here on the Jeff Blair Show. That's Ashley. I'm George. Leo, what's the expectation now for Nick Nurse heading into this season? Because we don't know whether or not there will be a big roster turnover, but Coach Casey has left this team as the number one seed in the East, and Ashley just talked about it. You know, there was some regular season success, 59 wins. Anything short of what, 50-plus wins is a disappointment for Nick Nurse, and not being one of the top 2-3 seeds in the East?
Well, I think you gotta let go of that. 59 is definitely a hard number to follow. I don't care who you are. Yeah. So, I mean, the Raptors could bring in Phil Jackson. Doesn't mean they're getting 59 wins again. I think the benchmark has kind of been set with this team. I mean, expecting a 50-win season has become the norm. So I think that's what you're looking at. That's your benchmark. And, like I said, a lot of it's timing and luck too. I mean, if you look at this year's playoffs, I would go to my grave saying that if the Raptors played the Indiana Pacers or the Boston Celtics, they would have moved on. Unfortunately, they played the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's been their the hill they can't get over. They just haven't been able to deal with that. And LeBron James is the main thing. So if you take that away, there's a lot of good here, and I think people are kind of overlooking that. And I completely, you know, agree with what you said that, do you want to watch a crappy team? Do you want to blow it up and go through losing? I enjoy watching Raptors. I enjoy the way they play. I enjoy watching the regular season. I enjoy knowing that you're one of the top teams in the league. And hopefully you can tweak it, and that could translate into postseason success. But if that's your biggest worry, that's not bad.
I really like your point where you mentioned, you know, recycling in the NBA. It really is very incestuous because it's all about relationships and it's such a small community. But I think that Nick Nurse is someone that's really proven that he can kind of handle whatever is thrown at him. He's a two-time, I believe, G League/D League championship winner. And people might scoff at that because it's the G League and it's not, you know, the holy grail of an NBA championship. But to win in that league when the turnover is so crazy, teams are different week to week, month to month, definitely year to year, especially back when he was coaching when it was less franchises per NBA franchises, right? Like, we weren't even close to one-to-one. It was the time when, like, Bruno was playing for someone else that didn't give him any time because they didn't care about his development.
Yeah, and in one of the championships he won, he really didn't have any NBA players per se on that team. So and going against a lot of teams that did have those NBA players and future prospects and so forth. So, you know, Nick, I have a lot of respect for what he's done. And think about this. What was one of the selling points when people were talking about Jerry Stackhouse? Hey, he won in the G League.
Yeah. He won in the G League. The players like him.
Yeah, does that work for us? Obviously, the players like Nick Nurse in the G League just won. So, you know, some arguments work for some players, some coaches don't work for others. That doesn't make sense. I mean, it's the same, he won two championships. He's got international experience with Great Britain. He's played coach in college basketball, and he's been here. And I think that's another important point that you can say it's more the same, or you can say, okay, look, he's been here. He's seen what's worked. He's seen what hasn't worked. He knows what makes every player on this team play good or bad. Mm-hmm. And now you got to remember, if you're a good assistant coach, I mean, you do your part to help the head coach accomplish what he wants. You don't cross that line. You don't go into territory where you're infringing on him. And if Nick Nurse is a good assistant coach, he's doing his thing. But he sees. He's observing everything that's happening.
Yeah.
So now he can take all those observations, and now he moves, over to the next seat. He can correct what he saw was maybe not so good. He can communicate better where he thought communication was better. He can make better decisions. He knows these guys. He knows what makes them tick. And I think that's very valuable, as opposed to, you bring in somebody that's just been watching the outside. He doesn't know what makes Kyle Lowry go. He doesn't know what Jonas Valanciunas needs to be successful. That's a whole other learning process that, Nick's already past that. The learning curve is gone as far as that goes.